Okay, so Alex is gonna be gone for like.
You didn't even say hey.
Restart the podcast.
No, just say it.
Hey. What was that?
It's my dog. Why is it barking like he's outside?
Yeah, Alex, is your dog?
Did you leave your dog, my dog, outside?
Yes, I left your dog outside.
Did you let him outside?
Uh huh. And then I said, "Go, Fido, run away."
It's midnight.
No, what was that? What was that movie? Was it Air Bud?
Yeah, are you serious? Wait, no, seriously,
I'm messing with you.
Why is he barking like he's outside?
Maybe he can throw his voice. I don't know. Should we go check or should we?
No, it's fine. I'll check after.
Okay, I think he's fine.
I'll survive.
No, I was thinking about that. Have you ever seen the movie Air Bud? With the dogs that play basketball?
I think so. I don't remember much of it. I remember there was a basketball court.
All that I remember...
He wore shoes for some reason.
Yeah, it was a weird movie. But there was a really sad scene where... What are you doing? No, I'm close enough to the mic already. Look how loud it is.
I was grabbing his head, just so you know, and pulling him close to the mic.
You're further away from the mic than I am.
Shut up. Just keep talking.
Okay, no, so there's this really sad scene where the guy doesn't want the dog that plays basketball anymore. So he takes a basketball and he goes, fetch, and he throws it, and the dog chases it, and he runs away, and he drives off. And that is a child movie. A children's movie.
A child movie. The only thing worse than a rapist?
A child. I love that video.
I don't think anyone who didn't have Vine is going to get that.
But everyone had Vine, so everyone's going to get it.
Okay, if you say so.
Okay, wait, yeah.
This is so, supposed to be something.
Yeah, so I was talking about... So Alex is going to be gone for the next week, so we wanted to kind of pre-record this as a little extra. Basically, I'm going to be telling a really long joke, a really stupid joke. So if you don't have, like, 15 minutes to sit here and listen to me talk about nonsense for a really dumb punchline, you might as well just turn it off.
But don't. Because yeah. I feel like it's going to be worth it. I don't know what the joke is going to be.
It's
I'm
a good
kind of
punchline. It's a is good it really? Punchline. I don't know.
Okay, so is it going to be basically you talking for 15 minutes?
Pretty
so
much. No, and you can you. It's funny if you like talk back to me. Like you add input into the story that I tell you. Because okay. I just tell a story the whole time.
Okay, let me hear it. Are you ready?
Yeah. All right, so... There was a man named Benny Shapiro, right? Not Ben Shapiro, the famous Republican guy who, like, just messes with people. But it's a completely different person. This man's name was Benny Shapiro, and he was a proud father of three young boys. His oldest was named Kenny, his second oldest was named Lenny, and his youngest was named Benny Jr. Okay, so there's Kenny, Lenny, and Benny.
And they're all guys.
Yes, they're all boys. So
by choice or by sex?
Nope, by choice and by sex.
Their father asked them, "Hey guys, are you guys?"
And they said yes, all as babies.
Are you sure?
Yes.
They were raised as thabies.
Mm-hmm. So
is it thabies?
What?
People are raising their kids as thabies instead of babies. They're raising them to choose themselves. They're raising them gender neutral, completely gender neutral, to the point where I think it's at 3 or 4 years old, the baby's supposed to choose the gender.
That's ridiculous.
I don't know. I feel like raising a child gender neutral is all well and good, but don't let the child choose at 3 or 4 what gender it's going to be.
No, I feel like raise your child normally, and then if they decide, hey, I don't feel the way I've been told... Then be like, oh, and help them foster that change.
I agree with that, but I don't think society conforms to that well enough. Because I feel like society pushes those kinds of people out.
That's why I'm just saying my
But see,
own
in a
person.
Perfect world, that would be how
This is
I
a joke.
Agree.
This is... You're gonna...
Oh, yeah, okay.
You're not
Benny,
take,
Benny Jr.,
no,
Lenny,
you're not
and
gonna,
Terry?
No. It's not even close.
Okay, just
it's
keep going.
It's Kenny, Lenny, and Benny Jr.
Got it. Keep going.
Okay.
Sorry, guys.
So, in the Shapiro family, it is tradition to, at the age of 18, stop shaving, and you grow your beard as large as you can, okay? And so, the father, Benny, has this huge beard, and he's very well-respected in the family because of it. It's kind of like a status thing. The bigger your beard, the more influence you have in the family. So, so when he so when his first son when his first son Kenny turns 12, he starts to have a little bit of stubble. So his father's very proud, and soon when he's 13, he has enough to start shaving, and then 14, he's growing beards, and he's shaving every day, and every day his beard keeps getting fuller and thicker. And so eventually he turns 18, he shaves the night before, and 18, he grows an incredible beard, and his dad is so proud of him. Okay, so he was so happy, and he goes, "Kenny, I'm so proud of you. You are gonna be the most important or the most important son. You're gonna take over the family business," and he was gonna be the head of the house. So then his second son, Lenny, right, he turns 11 and he starts growing stubble. He starts shaving at 12, and by 13 he's able to grow a full beard. So when he turns 17, the day before he turns 18, he shaves his beard. When he turns 18, he's got a beard even more fuller and thicker than his older brother. So he becomes the man of the house, and he is the most respected. And his father says to him, says, "Lenny, I didn't expect you to grow this strong of a beard, and I am so proud of you. You have grown up to be a very important member of this family." So he gives Lenny the family business. And Kenny's really unhappy about this, but Kenny understands that Lenny is able to grow a better beard, so that's the way things are. And so little Benny Jr. turns 12. Nothing. No stubble. Nothing.
Oh no.
Turns 13. Nothing. Can't grow a beard. 14, nothing. 15, 16,
But he has the
17.
biggest armpit hair.
Yes, that's the joke.
Is
The
it
whole
really?
joke, no.
Oh.
So he's 17, and the day before he's 18, he looks in the mirror, there's nothing. So he turns
Oh my God,
18,
his dad's gonna kill him,
and
isn't he?
he goes to
His
his
dad's gonna
father.
murder him in his sleep.
Yep. That's where the joke goes, Alex.
That's terrible.
I know, you spoiled it.
What about the mother? Does she can't grow a
No,
beard,
the
can
mother's
she?
dead.
Or is the...
It's just a single father.
Oh.
Now, she ran off to join the circus because she didn't love Benny Shapiro. His beard was too impressive. So she ran off. It happens, you know? Some women just can't handle the beard.
I was gonna say, maybe she couldn't grow a beard, and Benny Shapiro was like, no, and then killed her. Just
Oh.
like Benny Jr.
No. So. On his 18th birthday, Benny Jr. goes up to his father and he goes, "Father, I'm sorry I've disappointed you." And he goes, "Son, you aren't." He goes, "I am disappointed. I named you after."
Jesus!
Yeah, it's intense. Hey, beards are important in this family, okay? So he
No, I feel
says,
so left out because
"Yeah.
I'm really not growing a beard at all.
It's well, you're not a Shapiro, are you?"
Thankfully.
Yeah. See, you'd be outcasted
I'd
by
be
now.
killed in my sleep.
Yep. There's a whole just mass grave of Shapiros that couldn't grow beards. No, so.
They divide the graveyard for those
Oh,
who've
no.
passed away but could grow beards and those who haven't and were killed on their 18th
Oh,
birthday.
no. That's so bad.
It's like there's like a fence in between the graveyard.
Two
Just
separate.
miles and miles
Well,
of graves.
one's just a pit where they dump all the disappointments, and
They
the other ones
actually.
have like tombs, like really nice, like.
And the bigger the beard, the higher the
The high,
tombstone.
yes,
Yeah.
yeah. So back on track, right?
I thought that was on track.
That's the joke. Kept going. So, Benny goes to his father and he says, "Dad, I'm so sorry. I know I've disappointed you." And he goes, "Well, son, I named you after myself because honestly, I had hoped that you would grow the biggest beard and you would follow in my footsteps and be better than all of your brothers." And he
This
goes,
guy sounds so vain. He's
"Yeah,
like Donald Trump and Donald Trump Jr.
that's fair." He kind of wants him. He kind of just wants a smaller version of himself, but he doesn't get that, so he's pretty disappointed. But so Benny Jr. goes to bed. He's feeling pretty sad, and his father goes to bed. But he's thinking. He's thinking and thinking about how he can give Benny Jr. a beard, and so. The next morning, he goes to the store and he buys all these different products. There's like beard oil, he buys anything that he thinks could help. So he comes back and he has this whole basket of products. And Benny Jr., who
did just... Did he try Rogaine?
He did. He bought Rogaine. He bought...
Rogaine
he,
Pro?
Yeah. He bought it all. He even bought...
Rogaine
Touch of
Extreme?
No, he bought it. He bought Touch of Grey for men. So that when he grew his beard, he could make it look a little
gray. Wait, that stuff doesn't dye your hair gray?
No, it makes it, like, a little bit gray. It, like, puts in color.
Why do you want it gray?
Because some men like a little bit of gray. You know?
Before it, there, it's naturally
no, no,
gray.
No. It's like when your hair is really gray, and then you put it in, and then it, like, makes it kind of gray, but not really. I think. I'm not really sure.
That's how you use?
Yes. I'm actually a 57-year-old man. I'm aging quite quickly. How's your dog again?
He is outside, isn't
he? I don't think he's outside.
That is a different outside dog.
Unless
that is
your brother...
I trapped outside.
Unless your brother let him outside when he opened the door to get the projector.
I don't have a brother. My brother didn't grow a beard by 18. He was killed in his sleep.
Are you Lenny Shapiro? Am I Kenny Shapiro?
Lenny Shapiro.
Oh my god.
Okay, continue the story.
Where was I?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. the Rogaine. So he has all these products, and Benny Jr., who's so eager to be like his father and to live up to his expectations, tries all of them. And all he gets are a bunch of weird skin rashes, and it's pretty gross. And
poor dude.
Yeah, it's gross. He looks like he's going through puberty all over again. And the fact that he doesn't have a beard to hide it makes it even worse. Right? So he's a pretty sad man after this. He's 19 at this point, and he has nothing, and he's so depressed, and his father's even more depressed because...
His father's depressed, but yes, he has two sons with full beards.
But his son that he wanted truly to be like him has not lived up to his expectations. So he's very disappointed. So one night, he goes to bed, but he's thinking, and he's thinking about how electricity is known to stimulate hair follicle growth, right? So he thinks, well, what if I make a machine that can grow, can allow my son to grow a beard? And he thinks on it for a night, and then he wakes up the next morning and he decides to build it. So he spends another year putting together this machine in his garage. And one day his
Are the other brothers jealous? Like, their dad's really caring about this kid.
No, they all are on board. They want Benny Jr. to have at least a beard. I mean, Lenny wants it not to be as big as his, because Lenny still wants the family business.
What is the family business, by the way?
I don't know. I've never been asked this question.
Making pillows of beard hair?
No, they're not allowed to shave their beard.
Oh, shoot, you're right.
Yeah, no, they make beard oil, so it, like, conditions and keeps their beards really
beard
soft.
Beard sap?
Yeah, it's like they make a bunch of different beard products.
Beard lotion?
Yeah.
Beard dressing?
Beard shampoo? That's actually not that weird. That's pretty normal.
That sounds pretty normal.
They make,
isn't that
like,
just shampoo?
I don't know.
Do you scrub your eyebrows with shampoo ever and just wonder, what am I doing?
No, do you? Because I feel
no.
Like that's definitely something that you have from personal experience.
I saw someone do it in a movie once, and I thought I was supposed to.
What is wrong with you?
Someone was scrubbing their hair, and then they scrubbed their eyebrows. I was like, oh, I didn't know you were supposed to clean your eyebrows.
You're weird.
Sorry?
You just take stuff from movies and, like, apply it to real life? Is that how you live your life?
I don't know.
It kind of is.
I don't do it. I don't actually do it, but I tried it.
And you were like, wow, this feels weird.
I just didn't know what I was doing, and I got stuff in my eye. It was just a bad situation. The fact that I remember it is bad.
Yeah. How old were you?
I don't know.
Estimate.
I don't know.
What? You just have this memory of you doing it, but you have no idea when it was?
Estimate,
like, it literally could have been, like, last year.
Estimate, I was over the age of born and younger than I am now.
Good.
Somewhere in between.
Thank you. That's very specific. Where was I now in the joke? Oh, he was making the machine, so...
Actually, we were talking about their family business.
Oh, yeah. The beard business.
Are you sure that is the beard business?
They make cool things. Like, they make little bows for your beard so you can, like, tie it off.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. Or, like, the thing that Blackbeard used to do, like, put, like, lit, cannon fuses. They make cannon fuses for your beard that you can put in there and light on fire.
Question.
Yeah.
I'm gonna whisper it because I don't know if it's appropriate.
All right, I'll. Say that. That's funny.
It was just a question to you.
Oh, I haven't done super deep research into the Shapiro family, so if you really want to know if the Shapiro family manufactures beard lingerie, you might have to ask Benny himself.
Right, anyway, he's building a
So
machine.
he's building this electricity machine, and it's a big, like, it's like a big pod that you go
Question.
into. Yes. Maybe answer.
The beard lingerie that they make, does it come in smaller sizes for Benny Jr.'s possibly small beard?
They make petite, they make like plus sizes. It's for all shapes and sizes. They don't discriminate.
Do they
Any.
make women's lingerie for beards?
Yes.
Question. If the Shapiros had a daughter, would she not be allowed to shave her leg hair at 18?
No, she wouldn't be allowed to shave her face. She'd be a bearded woman.
No.
Yeah, like a
No.
circus.
Okay, but also legs. Are you just not allowed to shave at all?
What? You're really getting into this joke.
Wait, this isn't a story?
No, this is all a joke. It's all a build-up to a punchline.
Don't punch me.
I'm just like end at a random note, and then I'll be like, and the end.
You actually punched me.
Yeah, will you punch me in the
What a
nuts last?
punchline.
I think I should punch you again for that joke.
Don't do it.
No, you punched me in the nuts last podcast, so. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, you
Not
also
sorry.
whipped me with your belt today. That was really mean.
Yeah, but it was
It was
really
really funny.
funny.
I'll give you that. I didn't expect it.
You did, though. You saw me
No,
wind
yeah,
up.
I saw you take the belt off, wind up, and go to hit me, and my brain just didn't process what was happening, so I
You
didn't
just kind of
react.
sat
I
there.
sat there and recorded you doing it to me. Anyways, do you have any more stupid questions about beard
I thought they were
lingerie?
intellectual.
Intellectuals? There
Intellectual
you go.
questions.
Oh. Okay, Benny finally finishes this machine, and it's like a big pod. So you go in and you close the door, and it locks, and it basically hits you with all this different electricity on different points of your body to make your beard grow, right? So Benny is sitting there, and he decides, you know what? If he goes this, he thinks to himself, this is a really dangerous machine.
Question.
Yeah.
Does the beard lingerie come in different colors?
Of course. What, like, what do you, you just want? It's a whole line,
Okay,
Alex.
I
They
was
have
just
a, all
checking. Sorry, that
right.
was on my mind.
And
Continue.
they also have like seasonal stuff.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, so like, you know that little, they actually make replicas, like, you know from Elf when he gets his dad the like the sexy Santa suit thing. They make like replicas of that. They do stuff from like movies. It's
That is
cool.
interesting.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool business idea.
Do you know, like, was it how long in the lineage did this whole beard thing start? Was it
This, like,
did
I
it
mean,
come from
well.
like their great great grandfather who's like a depressed child and who actually had his father like shave his made his like his, their great great grandfather's father made him shave his beard every single day past 18, and he was just so unhappy with that he was like, you know what? As soon as you die, Dad, I'm starting the beard lineage, and I'm starting my own company that's going to include various lingerie that is seasonal and colorful and comes in plenty of sizes. We're going to have shampoos, we're going to have conditioners, we're going to have dressings, beard dressing, we're going to have sauces, beard sauce.
Alex, I thought you didn't know this joke. You seem very well versed in the history of the Shapiro family
No,
and
that was
their
just a, it was a
entrepreneurship.
question. Is that true?
Yes,
Did
yeah,
I guess
you've
correctly?
guessed completely correctly. That's exactly how it happened.
Okay, just making sure.
All right.
I don't want to like go into this punchline, not completely knowing the entire family background of this.
Yeah, you have to. That's the way you immerse yourself in the story of the Shapiros.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Just like in case I ever have to act like a part out in a famous play, I know exactly kind of, like the kind of method acting to go into.
Yeah.
Whatever.
See, you'd be like Heath Ledger, you know, playing a Joker. Except
hopefully I wouldn't die.
Yeah, that'd be sad. The fact that Heath Ledger died makes me really sad.
All right, Kyle, let's move on.
All right,
we have beards and lingerie and beard lingerie to talk about.
No, we have the machine to talk about.
Right.
So he finishes machine, right? And he realizes it that this is a very dangerous machine. Okay, so he wants to make it. He wants to be the first one to test it. So he goes into the bathroom and takes out his razor. And he does this for his son. And he shaves off his beard. And he goes into the machine. And he sets it to 1. He presses the button. It starts. Machine whirs. And the whole lights in the house go off. But then everything powers up, like, right after. It's a super quick blackout. The door unlocks. And he steps out. And he's fine. And his beard is grown back to its full glory. So he goes, yes, it worked. So it's a
what if it didn't work?
Notch from 1 to 5.
That left me on the edge of my seat.
Right? If it didn't work, it'd be really sad.
He wouldn't have had a beard.
I know. And then him and his son would both be beardless.
And they'd both be killed in the middle of the night.
Exactly.
But Lenny.
Dude, because now Lenny's a man of the house.
Okay, continue. Right?
So Benny Jr. goes into the machine. They crank it up to 1. They start. Machine whirs, everything sparks, power goes out and back up really quick. The door opens, and he has no beard.
Who?
Benny Jr.
Oh, Jr.
It didn't work.
Sorry, I kind of blanked out for about 30 seconds, and I didn't listen to anything you were saying.
It's okay. All that happened was Benny Jr. got in the machine, and it didn't work. Yeah.
Why?
Because the hair wasn't strong enough. So now Lenny, as the man of the house, says, you know what, Dad? I'll step it up. And he goes, I'll take the chance. And he shaves off his beard. And he goes in and he goes, crank me up to a 3.
Wait, not even a 2?
No, because they're jumping.
Oh my God. Because
the 1 didn't work.
Lenny is the man.
Yeah, Lenny is really trying to do what's right for his family. So he goes in and it's a 3. And the machine whirs. Everything goes crazy. House completely blacks out and the power stays off. So Benny the father has to go in, he has to reset the breaker, everything turns back on, the door opens, Lenny comes out with an even fuller beard than before. So it worked. So they take Benny Jr. and he goes in the machine, he goes, I'm ready, Dad. And they start the machine, the same thing happens. Power goes out, they reset the breaker, opens the door, nothing. No beard.
No beard still at 3.
No beard. And they are so crushed.
Oh my God!
So.
I'm crushed.
I know.
So what is he gonna do?
Then Kenny says, you know what, Dad?
Not Kenny.
Kenny goes, crank it up to a 4. And he shaves off his beard, goes into the machine.
Is Lenny okay with that? He's gonna be the man of the house.
I know, I know. But Lenny wants what he wants the best for his younger brother. Because he's looking out for him.
Okay.
So, goes into the machine. Machine takes the whole power out of the house. The backup generator has to kick in, and everything turns back on. The door opens, and he's got a bunch of electrical burns on him, but his beard is unbelievable. It is bigger than any Shapiro beard has ever been before. So Benny Jr. goes in, goes, I'm ready. They start it up. Everything shuts down. Backup generator kicks in. Door opens. Benny is covered in burns. Nothing. No beard.
Don't make me cry tonight, Kyle.
So Benny goes, Dad, crank me up to a 5. He goes, I want to do this for you. I want to make you proud. So Benny Jr. and his dad goes, I don't know. It could really hurt you. I don't want to hurt you. And so but he goes, I got this, Dad. He goes, trust me. I want to do this for you. So he goes into the machine. His dad sheds a single tear, cranks it up to a 5,
oh no.
Hits the start button. Boom. Citywide blackout. That machine has just pumped so much energy into Benny Jr. that it took down the whole city. So everything, all the generators come on. The Shapiro generator comes on. Door opens. And Benny Jr.'s dead. But he has the fullest beard, more full than any Shapiro ever in the history of the Shapiros.
But he's dead.
But he's dead. And his dad grabs him and he hugs him and he says, "I'm proud of you, son." And his son is dead, but he did it. He grew a beard, finally. So, but they, in Shapiro tradition, they take him to the crematorium and the funeral house, and they say, "We'd like to have our son cremated." Except the funeral director says, "I'm sorry, we're gonna have to cut off his beard, so that he can be cremated." And they debate. They're like, "Well, do we want to bury him with his beard?" And they think, "Well, we think that the best thing would be to shave off the beard, cremate him, and put him in an urn and everything, and have a proper Shapiro funeral service." So they do that. They shave off the beard. They put him in the.
What do they do with all the hair?
They put it in with him, so he is cremated with his beard.
Wait, no, you mean that he's cremated and then stuffed in the jar with the deer hair?
No, the beard hair is cremated with him.
I thought you said they shaved off the beard.
They shave it off and they put it with him.
Oh, got it, okay.
But it couldn't be on him because he wouldn't fit through the...
Got it.
Okay. So, they cremate him. They have the funeral service. Everyone's sad, but deep down inside, Benny is proud of his son. And the moral of this story, sorry. They take the urn, they put it up on the mantelpiece. And the moral of this story is, Alex, a Benny shaved is a Benny earned.
I'm laughing because that was terrible.
It's so dumb. There's such a huge buildup for the world's worst pun.
A Benny shaved is a Benny earned. Oh my god.
Oh, and if any of you don't get it, there's a famous saying, a penny saved is a penny earned.
And that rhymes with Benny, and when Penny, instead of penny saved, it's a Benny shaved because it was shaved. And
instead of penny earned,
it was Benny earned because he was put in a freaking urn.
How do you feel about that joke, Alex?
We just made our the people listen to 30 minutes of that.
Uh-huh.
I love this.
I do too.
I love this a lot.
This is the best thing ever. I can't wait to release this.
I don't think anyone's going to listen to the full thing.
Dude, they better.
Okay. Everyone, please get the Anchor app. That way you could actually send us messages. You could even send us voice messages. And if you do, we might play them on the podcast if
we
have nothing else.
Because we don't really like you. I'm kidding.
That was just not nice.
That was mean. I'm mostly directing this at Hannah because she sent us voice messages. And she's gotten mad at us for not putting them in there. But
yeah, okay.
It's just because Hannah's mean.
So everyone but Hannah,
please
send us voice messages.
And we'll probably put you in.
Yeah. Either way, we're going to go.
We're actually going to record a second episode. That's
going
to
be... Wait, we just recorded this one that's going next week before we recorded the one that we're releasing tonight.
Yep. Because I needed to get that joke out of my system.
It
was really
God,
building up.
That was
up.
Terrible. All right. I'm so sorry.
I'm not. Not even a little bit. I love that joke.
Okay. Well...
Do you want to end with a really, not bad, but a pretty good joke. It's kind of bad.
Okay, you have a minute and 15 seconds to say it.
Alex, why did Sally fall off the swings?
Why did Sally fall off the swings?
She had no arms. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Not Sally.
Okay.
Do you get it, Alex?
I completely get it.
It's because she doesn't have arms, so she can't knock.
That is terrible.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
All right. Bye, guys.
Oh, I'm glad
you enjoyed. Hopefully see you after my trip soon. Adios.